Speaking of Oncotype DX, I talked to Mike O'Connell about this yesterday and the data he presented, but can you talk a little bit about your take on the new initiative that you're just starting to pull some data off of with genomic health and colon cancer?
Well, I think that what we've demonstrated to date is that it's feasible, that you can extract RNA that can be used. I mean, it took a while to optimize that assay. I think that the paraffin blocks that we have in our tumor bank are suitable. You have to use macrodissection in colon, unlike breast, where only a small percentage of patients require macrodissection.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. I think it's the anatomic nature of the tumor relative to colon and the tumor and surrounding tissue. So that's been optimized. And I think the preliminary data are interesting. Out of 700 some odd candidate genes, 140 some odd genes, more or less, had independent prognostic significance in univariate analysis. If one did multivariate analysis, controlling for the number of nodes and other variables, that they remained significant. So I think that that's good news. I certainly think that it's feasible to work out an Oncotype DX-like assay for colon cancer. The challenge is going to be validating it in a pristine subset where the tumor tissue bank is intact. I think that's something that can be done and will be done as well.
How long do you think it'll be before we get to that point?
Well, I've been wrong so often in making predictions, I try not to make predictions, but I can say that Genomic Health, once they start focusing on a project, are pretty definitive in moving it forward, and I think they have been moving it forward. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll have something in the not too distant future, even if it's just the discovery phase.